Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Wade. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clift moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker takes first base on ball four. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick strikes out. Turner throws to second to catch Clift, and Appling lets the ball get by him into the outfield. That's an error on Appling. There goes Clift. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Moses steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Auker strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. McQuillan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McQuillan moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. McQuillan scores. Gutteridge moves to third. Clift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Clift scores. Lobbs moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wade strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Auker hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Wright reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. One out. It's 5-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Criscola now playing left field. George Dickey pinch hits for Jake Wade. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Wieland now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. Lobbs moves to third. It's 6-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judnick. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Judnick steals second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wright hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. West scores. Appling moves to third. It's 6-1, Browns. Fritz Ostermüller now pitching. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 6-2, Browns. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. QL moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. George Caster now pitching. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Leo Wells pinch hits for Ed Wieland. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.